This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions right now. I'm talking with the band Apology Wars right now, sitting home at on a Sunday. It's the, not to date this because it might come out a little bit later, but I'm going to date it. It is the third day of 2021. I'm talking with Apology Wars. You guys are the first band in 2021 that I'm actually talking to. So first off, welcome to the show, and how's your new year going?
Oh, man. Pretty good. Pretty good so far. I spent, I think, a third of it hungover.
Okay.
Impressive.
Oh, no. Where are these notes coming from?
Yeah, no, it's been slow for me so far. Haven't had to work yet, so that's nice. Nice long weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. Quiet.
Yeah, we're all doing a dry January at the house here.
Oh, cool.
So,
party.
Getting used to that sobriety, it's pretty nice so far.
You'll have to like soberly communicate. It's gonna be rough, right?
It's been weird. It's definitely been weird. I spent a good portion yesterday being like, well, what do I do if I'm not gonna be doing anything?
That's 2020 mentality. We're in 2021 now.
Gotta graduate.
Hopefully 2021 is good enough that you can experience complete reality and just be okay, you know?
That's yeah.
Full awareness. You know?
Well, full disclosure, I've been like five years sober here, and not that anyone really cares on the listeners, but I will say that it has been an interesting time trying to be sober during a pandemic. I saw this tweet that was like, I don't know how y'all sober people are just out here raw dogging reality.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's a good way to put it, you know, but
it is impressive. My 2020 was a little debaucherous. I think that's not a word, but you know what I mean.
Debaucherous. There you go.
Debaucherous. That's cool.
So let's talk a little bit about the band as far as the origin story, if you will, in comic book terms. Why don't you guys tell me a little bit about, well, first off, let's just get this out of the way. You guys is Bellingham band, or now that Kyle's in Seattle, have you guys a Seattle band? What is it?
Still arguing.
Ah.
We're Northwest band.
Okay.
Northwest band.
I mean, I'd say that the focus is definitely more on Seattle at this point, but, you know, that hasn't really paid dividends just because I moved here during the pandemic, so there hasn't really been a lot of opportunity to really break out into the scene. I mean, we've been doing a lot of digital media stuff. We did a release earlier in May. We got covered by Northwest Music Team for that. But for the most part, like, we have been a Bellingham band the entire time that we were able to play shows. So I'd say for now, we're still a Bellingham band.
And we've got a run-in coming in. Just as the interview is in, we got a guy named Bryce. Bryce.
There he is.
Hello, Bryce.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Made it.
So far, so good.
So right now, Bryce, just to fill you in, we're talking about the origin of the band, but first we had to settle what is the band, Bellingham or Seattle? And it's still undecided, right?
Please give us your hot take, Bryce.
Pretty much, but Apology Wars is an indie rock band based in Bellingham.
You're reading the bio?
Just reading the band bio.
Wikipedia. Nice.
Let's go.
All right, well, let's get a little, if we're going to read the bio, might as well do it in real time. What's the origin story, kind of in comic book terms? When did y'all meet? Was it a friendship? Was it a Craigslist ad? What was it?
I started the band after I stole Bryce and Ryan from another band. that I used to play drums in. And
generous.
And Asa was drumming in the jazz band that I was in at Western.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I think I managed to get him before he was in too many other bands. So
that was Asa's the first guy that you took, right? First guy you got.
Yeah, Asa was the first recruit.
Mm-hmm. But it did take Kyle to connect me to the rest of the guys. Like, I didn't know Ryan or Bryce besides that. The house we practiced at, sometimes I would hear Bryce like shredding on heavy metal guitar downstairs, and that was my first acquaintanceship with him.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember when I met Ryan, just at the Madhouse.
Yeah, just the first Apology Wars practice.
That was after he was like, he'd always. Ryan, you almost died that year. Like,
yeah, I joined the band and then immediately got a bout of pneumonia that actually almost killed me.
Jesus.
But I lived, and then we kept playing music.
Nice.
Living with Kyle McAllister, and he was moving out, and I figured being in a band with him would be the only way to actually hang out anymore.
Yeah.
And so they needed a bass player. And I was like, well, I don't play bass, but, you know,
as it happens, I guess sometimes.
Another band, and so jumped in.
So did you guys all meet as students at Western?
No, I only met Asa at Western.
Oh, okay.
Ryan, I met through my friend who was working at Papa Murphy's. They were working.
I didn't actually start even playing with these guys till I was graduated from Western.
Oh, okay.
I met Kyle through a mutual friend that I befriended at Papa Murphy's and started playing with. We kind of just shifted gears from that band towards Apology Wars.
Right on. So what year was that? How long have you guys been together then?
So it's hard to say because the band like was not a band for like the first like 6 months. It was just me like coming up to Asa when I'd see him in the hallway and being like, I got a new vocal pedal. You should work with this. And he'd be like, yeah, cool, man. Yeah, let's do that. And then like me trying out like a guitarist and then being like, I can't finger pick. And then technically it was November or October of 2017, but we didn't really like have a guitarist or a bassist or any songs until like March of 2018.
Okay.
And then our friend Patty from Action S was coming up.
Oh, I love Patty.
Yeah. He's the nicest person ever.
I think everyone loves Patty. If you hate Patty, you're a villain.
Yeah, he approached me and was like, hey, we're gonna play a show in Bellingham, like, do you have a band together yet? Because I'd previously been in a band that shared a drummer with Action S, and that band broke up like a couple years before that, and he was just like, yeah, do you have a band yet? Like, we'd love to get you a show. And I was like, I could by then, I think. And we wrote like 5 or 6 songs, like, I think in the space of 6 weeks.
It gives you something to build toward, right? You're like, alright, we have this promise, let's do it.
Deadlines are enticing, yes.
Yeah, I think that deadline was more like 2 weeks, Kyle.
It was pretty short.
It was stressful. Like, we had no music. We're like, all right, we got to get a bunch of music ready for the show in like 10 days.
Nice.
And then our song Hush Money, the first one we got on the radio, was I just started playing the main riff of it as a joke because I thought it was just funny. And then everyone just kind of started playing along with me, and we're like, oh, I guess this is a song now.
Yeah.
It was so stupid in the moment, and then, yeah. And now it's like favorite songs.
You guys are then became officially a band, and we're gonna actually feature the newest single right now, Apology Wars. Tell me a little bit about what it was like, because I saw that you worked a couple different times for recording with the legendary Jack and Dino. What was that process like for you guys?
That was awesome.
Super fun.
Yeah. I think I got to use the same bathroom as Nirvana did.
Nirvana?
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, he's just a wizard. It was like...
Absolutely. I mean,
the way he tracked the guitars, they already sounded finished the day of when we were in the studio.
That's awesome.
Really impressive.
Super cool setup, super cool space, and just the way, mic's all over the place. He's like a mixing god. It was really cool.
That's awesome.
I like the way that he insisted we record without a click, and then we watched him in real time, like, moving things around to make it fit, and it was crazy. Just a mile a minute. I was like, This is exactly why everybody's talking about this guy.
Yeah.
There was no doubt. We were walking in like, we're going to get the best thing we could get.
That's awesome.
Like, that's the thing though, is like Jack and Dino, like, he will not save you. Like, if you, like, he's there to capture what your band sounds like. If you go in there and you do a crap job of recording, he's not going to like suddenly magically make it better.
Yeah.
He's going to make it sound like what you sound like. And that's like, that's, I think, the most daunting thing about recording with Jack and Dino, because he doesn't want to do fancy special effects. He doesn't have like a special, like, he doesn't have an effects library. He has like a few types of reverb in there. You know, he's got all of his EQing stuff. But other than that, you know, you're on your own. You're doing, you know, a rough, like dirty, actual piece of music that he's making you record without a click track, and it's terrifying.
Well, did you spend time with him mixing that?
Well, we recorded on March 8th, so no. I wasn't allowed in the studio after that, because it was heavy quarantine immediately after we recorded.
Right. Yeah, we got in there right before COVID hit, pretty much.
Damn.
And our last show.
Yeah.
That's wild. So let's get a little bit into that. We'll talk a little bit about how that's been, but we want to feature the song here better. Anything you guys want to say about the song before we jump into it?
Love this one.
Yeah. I think it's my favorite.
Yeah. My personal favorite as well, even though I'm biased because I came up with the guitar part.
Nice.
How did you... write that one again, Ryan? Weren't you in like Costa Rica?
Right. So the little like do before the chorus, I had just come up with that on piano actually like months beforehand, and I was like, oh, that's really poppy and catchy and stupid. We should put this in a song.
Nice.
But the rest of the song didn't come for a long time. But I was just on this awesome trip in Costa Rica with my girlfriend in like August of 2019. We were sitting on the beach, and I was just kind of like thinking about that song, and then like the chord progression and the bass line just kind of like were like ringing in my head all throughout the trip after that. And I was just like, God, I got to remember this. I got to get back home and then like record this or like show Bryce or whatever so we can play it. And it was really cool because the first time we tried to play it all together, it was like Bryce and Asa like took what was in my mind and like brought it into reality.
Wow.
My favorite part about writing music.
It took me like 2 months to write lyrics or anything for it.
Remember being able to travel? Wow, that was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, good times.
All right, well, here is the song Better by Apology Wars. It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
wish it could be better. I wish it could be better. They all say, I wish you weren't this way. I wish it could be better. I wish it could be better. Better.
That was Better by Apology Wars here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. Stoked to have these guys on the call, Zoom call. That's how we do it here in 2021. In 2020, about 9 months of it. I was looking at on Facebook, a memory popped up of the first day of 2020. I had 4 months lined up of in studio guests on Loud and Local on KISW. I got about 3 months of those in, but then there was a cutoff point where I had to start doing things via Zoom. Tell me a little bit about what that was like, you know, recording and then not really being able to go in, as we touched upon, to hear the mix, and were you guys planning on doing a full album as opposed to just the single? Is there an idea to do that, or what was that like for you guys, the whole pandemic lockdown, at least the first wave?
I mean, I'd say that we definitely do plan to record a full length. We've already got an EP, which was excellently recorded by Brandon Lords at Echo Studios.
Yeah.
If I can get him any business by saying that, please. but yeah, we had every intention to go in to record a full length with Jack and Dino. We're still writing it.
Yeah. nice.
But, yeah, he's such an incredible engineer that it's kind of just like, yeah, of course we're going to do that. We actually did record another single while we were in there. We did two songs that day. We're still kind of waiting on the right time to release it. But yeah, I do think that the decision to not release that song yet is partially because we can't really play out at all.
Yeah.
To support it, you know, it's been rough. We've had a live stream over the course of the 9 months that we, you know, we've been in quarantine, and you know, it's this weird bittersweet experience of like, man, we get to play out again. We get to be on a real stage. We're all wearing masks, but that's okay. But like, you know, there's like, you know, just our friends in the audience. There's like, you know, our videographer, technician, who's there.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
kind of awkward.
This, just a taste, you know. This is just a taste of it.
Yeah,
and it's like a tease in a way.
Yeah, I can imagine it'd be kind of difficult, like positive, but also kind of just like odd. What's been the thing? Because you know, we haven't been able to have these shows, and since you know, I was a young teenager, that's been like kind of my life, is just going to different shows, and whether it be local or touring bands, and that was just a huge part of my life. I've had to kind of discover other parts to become more of a well-rounded individual. What have been the other things that have kept you afloat and kept your positive mental attitude, if you do, or what's kept you sane during the pandemic? And let's start with you, Kyle.
Oh, let me see during the pandemic.
I guess that's assumption that you are sane, but you know.
I know, risky. Bold of you to assume. Yeah, I mean, like, I've got a wonderful dog that has gotten so many walks since everything closed down.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's probably going to be very sad to go back to a couple of walks a day of like 5 or 6. But, you know, like, I don't know. It has actually been very difficult without shows. Like I'd say for the first few months, like I was just sort of like, yeah, we'll be back in by June. We'll be able to play shows soon, you know? And that was just super not true. But you know, like I really enjoy making music still. Like you can make music without having playing it for other people. I think part of what music is, you know, it's therapy. It's very zen. It's this meditative thing that we do.
Yeah.
That, you know, despite the fact that we can't play it for other people, which is part of the problem, it's still there to help us. So I've just been playing a lot and taking my dog on the walks.
Ryan, what about you? I'll go to Ryan. What about you? What's kept you sane during this?
Well, unfortunately, part of it has just been I've been having to work my ass off. I'm an electrical engineer.
Oh, wow.
And, we lost the senior and the lead electrical engineers at my company from retirement and from just quitting. So
yeah.
All that responsibility fell on my shoulders over the summer. So I've been working a lot of overtime that I don't get paid for. Although that kind of sucked, it did keep me busy and kind of keep my mind off
yeah.
the situation. But in more recent times, I'm just basically just like, you know, like fitness and kind of trying to take better care of myself.
Yeah.
Because obviously we've had a lot of time to just kind of like think about our, you know, situation and mm-hmm. stuff. And, one good thing that's happened from the pandemic is it's really just put in perspective, like the actual important things in life. So
Absolutely.
Just like going on a simple walk with like, you know, my girlfriend and my friends, like, just appreciating the fact that like I do have, you know, good friends, good family, all these great bands that I play in and whatnot. Yeah. It just makes you appreciate that. But it's been a bummer for sure. Cause recording, playing, and practice and everything is it's all fun, but man, there's nothing like performing. There's nothing like the, you know, the adrenaline rush and like, that feeling when you can tell people in the crowd are actually enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no real replacement for it. So really, really, really look forward to doing that again, whenever that can happen.
Kind of forced you to slow yeah. down and appreciate some of the smaller things that you might have just kind of assumed were the givens.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Asa, what about you?
This is the question on what's sanity?
Yeah, make. what's kept you sane? What's kept you going? What's kept you maybe motivated or just, you know, like sane?
Chugging along. Yeah. For me, I don't know. Music has kind of taken a backseat lately.
Yeah.
Like my senior year at college kind of like blew up this last year. but I've been working full time.
Yep.
So that's my 8 hours of like doing responsible stuff. I've been listening to a lot of music and like podcasts and audiobooks. Just listened to Fahrenheit 451, Ray Bradbury.
Yeah.
And read it before. Super sick. And exercise and yoga is probably my only good habit right now.
Okay.
That's been good. Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Balance out the bad ones with a couple good ones. Yeah.
Right. Like, playing lots of Call of Duty Warzone with some other musician friends.
Are you a Twitch streamer?
I've done it in the past, but not right now. My internet's too bad.
Fair enough.
I stream Super Mario 64 speed runs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, very niche.
Right on, man. And I guess finally, what about you, Bryce? What's kept you sane?
Oh, all right. Well, let's see. I think it really helped that we're just stuck in a house with all these people who are in similar situations.
Mm-hmm. How many people?
I live in the same house. And we, four people aside from me.
Okay.
Yeah, and everybody's just, you know, been feeling it over all these months. And it really helps just kind of being in it together with people. And I want to say playing music because that was my plan, but I got surgery on my hand. And so there was like the last 10 weeks now, I've just been like trying not to touch an instrument. But getting back into it, like just this last week. So instead of music, I basically just kind of replaced everything with like reading. Like when I was a kid, I would read till school in the morning practically.
Yeah.
And so
that's cool.
And then video games and guitars and drums and all that stuff showed up. So I brought it back and now I'm trying to read.
Rekindle.
And yeah, and with all this like extra time, trying to schedule out my life, like I try to plan every day the night before.
So yeah.
I know what I want to do, check things off and all that, this, which has let me, or motivate myself to, go on walks and work out and make sure I call my dad every once in a while.
Good stuff.
I don't know. I don't know how any of us have stayed sane though, because man, playing show, the end game. That's like the big motivation. So we you practice your ass off. You spend thousands of dollars on gear,
mm-hmm.
and work your ass off for thousands of dollars for, and you drive to your friend's place to practice or this, and then it all pays off for like two drink tickets and people cheering at you.
There you go.
It's worth it. Yeah.
Sell one CD and a t-shirt, right?
Yeah. It's so worth it. And it's just gone. I honestly don't know how you stayed sane during this.
Well, if there's any, you know, consolation, I think that 2021, thanks to the advances in modern science and whatnot, 2021 is going to be like several months of no shows, and then maybe a month or two of like, all right, is this safe? And then maybe an explosion of live music. I feel like whenever it comes back, it's just going to be insane. It's going to be like a celebration of life once it's safe to come back.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that when shows do come back, people are more passionate about it than ever and actually, you know, want to go to them. Because, I don't know. I feel like in Bellingham, sometimes the music scene could be a little more vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe people missing it will make them show up in droves.
I mean, Bellingham had like three venues, and one of them I already know is closed.
What's that?
They're like, it's going to...
What venue?
Man, they were good. I like that place.
What venue?
Piano Room, too.
Oh, yeah.
Firefly. Mm-hmm. We lost Firefly and Piano Room, so far as I know.
Bummer.
Makeshift's going to be
around. Oh, Makeshift will be around, for sure.
Okay.
Well, I think someone will end up buying the Firefly, because, I mean, it was the Green Frog before that.
Yeah, oh, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, my question for you is, This is a question that I just like to ask most bands, and you don't have to have one specific, you know, all-time favorite, but what are some of your favorite Northwest bands of all time? And let's start with you, Bryce.
Cool. I'm usually pretty ignorant to these things. There might be a band I listen to all the time who's from the Northwest that I don't even know.
Yeah.
Is from the North. But the like as far as the people that we've played with that I know for sure, Action S and Tetrachromat.
Okay.
Like, blow every time we see them live. I love it. Love watching the loved watching them play live. And with this whole like with COVID thing, I honestly don't know how many bands are coming back. Now that I think of it,
yeah,
you know, some bands aren't coming out of COVID in the same formation,
mm-hmm.
or you know. So
we will rebuild.
I really want to see them again. That'd be cool.
And Ryan, what about you?
Oh, well, of like the big, huge bands that have come out of the Northwest, some of my favorites in like teenage years and whatnot were like, yeah, like obviously Jimi Hendrix was a Seattleite, and like Pearl Jam, Nirvana, and all that.
Yeah.
But of the bands we played with that are, you know, more active now, Warren Dunes is just fantastic.
And awesome.
The amount of sound they can make for a three piece is really, really impressive. And, I just really like their music. I would love to play with them again when the opportunity arises. They're very so nice people too. Very, very sweet.
Awesome.
They're so nice. It's crazy how nice they are. Oh my God.
Asa, how about you, man? What's your favorite Northwest bands of all time?
There was this Seattle fusion band, jam band, like in the 90s called Critters Buggin'.
Yeah.
Always gets me roiled up. Matt Chamberlain on drums, so hot. But more recently, locally, Smooth Kiwi always grooves.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And I became acquainted through them really by playing with Bird and Shooter, now Dissolve. And then who was I going to say? Oh, I had another good one. It was maybe like half a decade ago. There was this really proggy melodic metal band, kind of jazzy, called Falling Upstairs.
Okay.
That we got to play with, and they were cool. I like them.
There was an awesome band that I got to see. It is an instrumental Bellingham band called Rooftops. You familiar?
No, though.
Not acquainted.
Really good stuff. Kind of proggy, instrumental, post-metal kind of stuff. But anyways,
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Especially live.
Kyle, what about you, man? What are your favorite Northwest bands of all time?
Oh, man. I mean, my favorite band is Deep Sea Diver, and I feel very vindicated that they just won KEXP's Listener's Choice album this year.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a fan of them since, like, I think 2016 when Secrets came out. It was just a nuts album. Got me through a breakup. And then, like, more locally, like, bands that we've played with. I really like Among Authors just because, like, just the things that guy can do with his voice and just the sheer volume that he had is just, like, one of the most nuts things that I've ever seen live. Like, I don't know. It's like if Jeff Buckley were singing over a band like Grizzly Bear or The National or something like that.
Yeah. Nice. Right on. Well, just to get kind of a little view of your guys' taste and everything, and you guys definitely shouted out some great bands there. What's the best way to support you guys during this time when we can't actually go out and buy a t-shirt, buy a CD from you live and cheer you on from the as you're on the stage? What's the best way to support you guys? And where can we find you guys online and whatnot?
I mean, give us a stream, give us a listen. We like, it's good to get some visibility by having people. Honestly, like the best way to support any artist is to just post a link on your social media of their music.
Okay.
Share it.
Yeah. But if you want to support us monetarily, like all of our stuff is up on Bandcamp. It's for a reasonable amount of money, you know, $1 per song if you want.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to support me emotionally, you can tell us if one of our songs we like our stuff. I like hearing things like that, but
heck yeah.
You know, we're going to keep chugging on no matter what. So
that's great. And we'll finally be able to figure out if it's a Seattle or Bellingham band once and for all. Next time. So we're going to go into the final song here, NPC, your choice, Kyle. Is there anything you'd like to say to the Northwest audience or friends or any thank yous? This is your final chance to say what to get off your chest to all members of Apology Wars before we go into the song.
Somebody else go. I feel the pressure right now.
Pressure.
Well, I just really appreciate it if there's anyone out there listening to this or listening to our music. You know, that's the whole point of making it and going through this whole process is to share it with people and enjoy it. So if you're out there listening, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anybody who gives a good chance, that's who I would shout out. That's, you know, yeah, thank you.
Rock on.
Turn it up.
Roll it.
All right. Right on. It's Apology Wars here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Thanks,
Kevin.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.